Yeah, that's it.
So we have no more action items. Everything else is informational.
Item number 6, from the Director, Department of Family Care, submitting an informational report providing an update on Milwaukee County Department of Family Care operations in Racine and Kenosha. This item was also considered by the Committee on Health and Human Needs. That committee took no action. The item is informational only and thus otherwise directed by the committee.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for your patience.
No problem. Good afternoon, Chairman, County Board Supervisors. My name is Maria Ledger. I'm the Director of the Department of Family Care. With me is Jim Hodson, our Chief Financial Officer. What we have prepared for you per Supervisor Schmidt's request was an update on Milwaukee County Department of Family Care operations in Racine and Kenosha. In preparing this memo, I began by providing sort of a context for the statewide trend towards a more regional approach to family care. As I note, in January of 2012, there were 9 family care managed care organizations, or MCOs. This year there are 8, and by January 1st of next year there will be 7. So there has been a decrease in the number of MCOs operating. Those MCOs that are no longer providing the benefit did not expand past their original boundaries, and those MCOs that have now moved into those areas have expanded. So it's been eminently clear to the Milwaukee County Department of Family Care that in order for us to continue to have the Milwaukee operation remain viable and sustainable, we would have to move past our original boundaries, which is why we originally came to the board and sought approval for that movement. As far as specifically in terms of Racine and Kenosha, over the course of the year, we have served 100 members in those two counties. Our current census as of the date this report was prepared was 81 members. We have been very mindful, of course, that with taking the program in any different direction, whether it be to additional counties or as we did in 2009 in serving a new target group when we began serving younger people with intellectual and physical disabilities, that we had to be very mindful to continue to preserve and maintain our core functions here, that there be no decline in quality, either qualitatively, operationally, fiscally. The report notes we have grown our provider network, those agencies with whom we contract to provide services, to over 1,000 community agencies. We have been able to provide rate increases to those agencies where one is warranted. In some highlights of that are the day services, employment services, again, primarily for younger people with disabilities, transportation, and a wage increase to supportive home care workers, those individuals who go into the homes of our members and provide much-needed care to help them stay as healthy and safely in the community as possible. We ask our members about their levels of satisfaction with the program, and they continue to report very high levels. Throughout 2012, we had 1,233 members respond. Over 92% of them said they were happy with the quality of services, would recommend Milwaukee County Family Care to another individual, receive the help that they feel they need from their interdisciplinary team, and that their care manager and their nurse listen to their concerns. We are also, as many of you are aware, reviewed on an annual basis by the state's external quality review monitor, MediStar, who have found in our most recent audit improvement in 11 of our 13 quality indicators. Our overall average has climbed for this past year, and they have noted improved consistency of practice across our care management units and improved communication, monitoring, and mentoring. In terms of enrollment for family care, we have budgeted for what we consider to be a flat enrollment, which while, of course, one always hopes for more people to come into the program, we have been working very diligently because many of the MCOs across the state have noticed a decline. So we are simply anticipating that our disenrollments and enrollments will keep pace with one another. And one of the ways that we let people know about the program, what the program does, is through our marketing and outreach initiatives. And so you'll see a list of some of the places, activities that we engage in, sponsorships that we do, a presence that we have at resource and information fairs. And as always, if something is happening in the community in one of your districts, if you let us know, we are always happy to attend and to let people know about the program and about what we do. And lastly, from a financial standpoint, you'll see income statements broke out three different ways, one for Racine and Kenosha, one for Milwaukee County, and then a consolidated statement. The sort of bottom line on the income statements is positive for both Racine and Kenosha and for Milwaukee, so we are understandably very proud of that, and we'll continue to operate the program again, so it's very strong from the terms of quality, from fiscal performance, and that we continue to provide those services to all of our enrolled members that they need, again, to stay in the community.
Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The report states, and you highlighted that there was a rate increase of 4-5%, and that one of the effects of that was a wage increase for the home care workers. Mm-hmm. Do we know exactly what the range is on what home care workers get, or is that reported to us, or do we pay a fixed amount and we just believe that they've increased rates or pay?
Chairman and Supervisor Lipscomb, I'll defer to Jim Hodson to sort of give you the detail, but we have been, we actually have mechanisms built in to assure when we are providing rate increases for this class of service, we have a mechanism to ensure that the rate increases are being passed along to the individuals who are actually going into the home and doing the work. So specifically, if you're in terms of the detail on the supportive home care and personal care, Jim Hodson has a better feel for that right off the top of his head than I do.
Chairman, Supervisor Lipscomb, we had made an estimate of the payout amount that would go to the two agencies. What we did then is we had a follow-up where we went back and checked, verified some of their payroll records that the increase was actually given to the worker. So we have supported documentation to that effect. And then if there was a worker that left, there would have been a repayment back to the program for those funds that wouldn't have been used. So we did follow up after the distribution of those monies.
I don't expect that you have these with you or would have anticipated that question, but is it possible for you to get me what the range is in terms of what home care workers get?
We could ask the agencies if they would provide that information.
I'd appreciate that. Thank you. And I don't need a big formal report. No. A little email is fine.
Okay, sure.
Any other questions, comments? If not, if no one wants to take any action on this, we can move to